The Democratic Alliance has noted the comments that have been made by Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, where he says that should state capture happen again, Parliament will not be in a position to prevent it from happening again. This could not be true. The Democratic Alliance has been at pains to point out to the ANC in Parliament that they are rejecting the recommendations that have been made by the Commission, and they are delaying recommendations which could make Parliament a lot more effective in its work of holding government to account and of ensuring that government work is transparent. The DA brought a raft of proposals to the Rules Committee to change the Rules of Parliament, to incorporate making sure that we've got opposition MPs who chair committees. The ANC voted this down. We propose that we have a far more rigorous way of asking questions in Parliament from ministers. The ANC voted this down. The DA and other opposition parties have been making the case for a portfolio committee that will oversee the presidency. The ANC has been delaying this matter for many, many, many years, even before the Zondo Commission, and is yet to implement this recommendation. The ANC in Parliament treats the recommendations of Zondo, despite the fact that this work has cost over R1 billion and years have gone into it. They treat this work with disdain, and essentially, a working parliament is not in the interests of the ANC. And so the DA is not going to give up in ensuring that parliament is rebuilt as an institution, a one that has transparency and accountability at its core. It is important that we don't allow those people who've stolen from the public purse to find cushy and benefits from parliament and are in the benches of parliament.